Hello and welcome to The Retail Week. I'm Becky Waller-Davis, Retail Week senior reporter, and today I am joined by my colleagues, features editor Gemma Goldfingal and reporter Grace Bowden. So today we're tackling the rather thorny issue of the mooted Amazon tax. Dave Lewis thinks it's a good idea. Philip Hammond is saying the UK might go it alone and implement it, but is it right for the industry? What do you guys think?
Is it right for the industry? I think the proposal that Dave Lewis has put out, which is a blanket 2% tax on goods sold online, could actually be detrimental to the retail industry. So if you are a retailer that has stores and sell online, then you're just going to get a double whammy. So
Yeah, I agree. I also don't think we're really in the position right now where we should be making the UK a less attractive prospect to expand into as a business. Online retail is a massive source of where all the growth is in retail at the moment, and you know, stores are becoming more and more difficult to have significant sales from. And the idea that we'd put a new tax in that means that potentially an online player who's looking to expand here would have another thing to factor in of why they shouldn't. I don't think our list of reasons why maybe the UK is not top of your expansion list is, I think it's long enough for the time being. I do get where he's coming from in terms of making a more level playing field. It feels a bit like a bludgeon tool rather than one that actually, as Jenna says, resolves an issue.
And I think you're right. I think, everyone would say we need a more level playing field, but rather than just adding some more burden onto online players, should we not kind of, as retailers been trying to do for so long, like actually solve the problem at hand, which is business rates?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we can talk about till we're blue in the face, and retailers have been doing so for many years, about the need for a business rates change, and the government's kind of shifted things slightly, but there's been no wholesale change and nothing like retailers have wanted. They're not going to give up that cash cow easily. Do you think by instituting some kind of online sales tax that could perhaps give them extra revenue and persuade them to maybe realign business rates and level the playing field slightly?
Yeah, possibly. You know, as you say, rightfully, you know, the government has some coffers that they need to build, don't they? But I would say, rather than an online tax, just sort out corporation tax. You know, I do believe online retailers should be taxed, but you know, there is a fair and just way to do it, which is corporation tax. So make sure that there's no loopholes in that.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it would be a set. I totally, you know, businesses that operate in this country should be paying tax to operate in the country. I don't think any of us, well, maybe not any of us, but anyone in this room, shall we say, is in disagreement on that. It to me feels like a roundabout way that doesn't solve a problem. And you're absolutely right, the UK has coffers that they need to fill. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why the business rate conversation has been so slow moving. I mean, obviously the Brexit distraction is a huge factor right now, but even before Brexit, I mean, it's been an issue that's been talked around the houses, and there hasn't been any progress. So I can see the argument of, if you pivot it slightly towards a more fair distribution of being tax being paid between online players and bricks and mortar players, and you end up with the same overall amount of money, that would be something the government would be interested in looking into. But that, as I say, just feels like more of a palaver and more work on an issue that the government's refused to do much work on than just sorting out corporation tax would be.
So perhaps we need to go back to basics rather than kind of instituting any new
initiatives. I'm not sure complicating the issue solves anything. I think it just complicates the issue.
I think it might be detrimental as well. So, you know, you might have a detrimental to the high street, I should say.
Interesting.
So you might have a fashion retailer, say, that sells 30% of its goods online. If it's now facing a tax on online as well as its business rates, which are kind of, you know, a burden for its store, its stores business, you know, I think it might lead to some retailers deciding, do you know what, let's close stores.
Yeah, or, you know, I mean, margins are really tight out there. We're seeing that people are struggling, push more businesses over the edge. It could have unintended consequences, I guess. Well, look, Dave Lewis is a bit of a lone wolf here, obviously. Do we think that the industry needs to kind of, I guess, rally around an idea a bit more? Business rates, as we've said, has gone on for a long, long time. Does the industry need to be presenting a more compelling and united front to the government?
My argument would be yes. On one hand, I can see where Dave Lewis is coming from. Obviously, as the boss of Tesco, he is one of the most influential retail figures in the UK, and he's making really, really big moves in terms of what the future of the industry is going to look like in terms of partnerships with Booker and Carrefour or the like. So I can kind of see the argument for him stepping out on his own and being like, this is what I think needs to happen. However, from the conversations I've sort of been having anecdotally around the industry this week, the general consensus is that there doesn't seem to be a wild level of agreement with his his sentiment, even by people who you would traditionally think, well, of course they would support it, i.e. people with bricks and mortar stores who are being hammered by the business rate system and don't think it's fair. The general consensus does still seem to have been, we're not sure that his stance was the right one either. So it does kind of make you wonder a little bit, why now? Why this statement? And why at this time? Yeah.
Well, obviously, Tesco are no longer a member of the BRC.
Yeah.
And you'd usually imagine the BRC to be there kind of uniting the industry behind a change of policy. So, you know, perhaps that's the reason he is going it alone. I think I agree with you, Grace, like for the wider retail industry, it would make sense to be united, to have something that, you know, you've made the point about, you know, the government still have a big, they're not going to say, no, let's just ditch business rates. They've got, you know, a level of revenue that they need to sustain. But to have, we are behind this strategy, this policy, which will lead to zero black hole in your budget.
It's reinvigorated the conversation, which is not necessarily a bad thing, right? You know, there's been a point of discussion. People have said whether they disagreed or agreed or not. Meanwhile, in Parliament this week, a debate on business rates had, I mean, less than 10 MPs in the room.
Oh, that's so grim, isn't it?
Really grim. Honestly, the picture's depressing. So at least he's coming out and saying something that's a potential alternative that might reinvigorate the conversation. However, I do think it would have been more impactful if he'd had a conversation with perhaps some more peers in the industry and had more of an aligned vision with a new dynamic plan rather than here is what I think needs to be done. It doesn't really feel like he consulted many of his allies in the industry, who I know they're competitors in terms of sector, but in terms of the wider goal, they should be united on this. Maybe drawing attention to it is good, but maybe the lack of collaboration was a bit of a missed opportunity. There's no reason why that can't happen now.
And I think it needs to happen. I mean, we might all agree that in this pre-Brexit world, there's nothing we can't see any massive changes happening.
No, it's not priority.
However, it is a huge priority for every retailer with any kind of presence on the high street. You know, you can't have a conversation with a retail chief exec without them talking about, I should say, ranting about business rates, and justifiably so as well. It does feel like we need some kind of big, cohesive, united front in trying to batter down the doors of Westminster.
Well, perhaps that's a bit of a rallying call for everybody. I think that's all we've got time for. Please do join us again next week when on the agenda, among other things, will be ASOS's full year results. Thanks for joining us.
Two closers from Becky.
Yeah.
Yay.
Two giving you up.